Right now, we are joined by Zoe Garciano to talk about Haymon Theatre Company's upcoming production of Joan Must Die. I never liked her anyway. Zoe, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
It's so good to speak to you. This is a production, a West Australian premiere of a play written by Daniel Evans, a Queensland playwright. What was it that kind of drew the company to this particular play?
I would say it was probably the themes that I would say it explores, especially because the play mainly consists of a massive cast, and sort of the university provides for a lot of students to be able to perform and participate in this massive production.
I was going to say a cast of 13 is in this show.
It's a massive group of us.
Yeah, when we talk about contemporary plays, they are usually written for, 2-3 people, 4 at the most, and Daniel's just gone, nah, 13.
Yeah, no, she's gone, full on crazy with this one. Because I would say, mostly typical ones, range around about 2 or 3, but this feels a bit more traditional in the sense where we've got, a massive cast of people playing multiple characters at a time, and everything's always sort of changing because you've got a lot of action, not only with our actors and characters, but also in terms of tech-wise as well, in terms of set and props, lights and sound. We've got the whole thing, the whole shebang.
There's a lot going on. Of course, the Joan of the title is Joan of Arc. What was it like to bring the character of Joan of Arc into this kind of mashup of reality TV and social media and cancellation?
Yeah, I think it was sort of finding the balance of the original Joan and the authenticity with that original character, but also just trying to find a modern play into it. And sort of adapt the character into a modern sense for a modern audience to understand her better.
And what was your understanding of her by the time that you finished rehearsing?
I would say personally, because Joan is actually played by 5 different actors, and we all had different approaches to each Joan, and I was playing one of them. And I would say, my final understanding of her is that she is sort of this misunderstood young teenage girl who sort of just wants to do what she wants in the world, but isn't allowed to have that agency for herself because of the people that is around her and the society that prevents her from doing what she wants to do.
And how does reality TV then work into her story?
I would say it's more of a lot of modern twists. We have montages and stuff like that. We involve a lot of, modern twists.
That's all happening in Haymon Theatre Company's production of Joan Must Die. I never liked her anyway. Where can people get tickets for this production?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Where can people get tickets?
Yeah, so you can get tickets if you search up on the Haymon Theatre website. And if you just go into the tickets and you can see Joan Must Die, I Never Really Liked Her.
That's the Haymon Theatre Company's website has the tickets. It is opening on the 9th of April, run through to the 13th, and it's all happening at Haymon Theatre at Curtin University. You can grab your tickets from haymontheatre.curtin.edu.au and find out more about Joan of Arc in a modern context. Zoe, thank you so much for making the time to tell us all about this production today.
Alrighty, thank you very much.
That was Zoe Garciano talking to us about Joan Must Die, I Never Liked Her Anyway. It's a production happening with theatre students from Curtin University, 13 theatre students from Curtin University, and opens on the 9th of April.